Well, I threatened that I would make a boo about what it was like going to a different sort of place for Tuttle. And at the risk of embarrassing myself, as I did this morning, here is that boo. Thinking of Lloyd Davis's expression, reclaiming the language, I suppose you could say that this is a public service broadcast on behalf of Tuttle members everywhere. So if you're not interested in Tuttle, and I could quite appreciate why you wouldn't be, then look away now. Okay, well, if you're still here, it was fab. It was great fun. The place was very welcoming. The people were nice. The food, I stayed for lunch, the food was excellent and very good value. And the ambiance was really good. And it was buzzy. It was busy. I made a video where I talked to a few people who were there. And I posted that on the Digital Citizen Posterous site. I've started using Posterous. I really need more stuff to update. The reason I was a bit nervous about making this boo is that, you know, it's this whole same old thing of social media, making media about social media. At the risk of triggering a caffeine bomb rant, and we all know what those are like, I'll be in trouble now, I did it anyway, because Tuttle is quite important to quite a lot of us. And it was refreshing. Yes, the ICA is fab, and we all love the ICA, and we've been there a year, and they've been tremendous. But it was quite refreshing to go somewhere different. And we got some new people as well, who were closer to the sort of east bit of London. They came because they didn't have to schlep all the way across town in order to go to something that they had never been to before. So I hope they had a good time. That's it, really. Actually, one other thing. This idea that everybody who comes to Tuttle comes from London, it seems to be kind of reasonably embedded in people's thinking. Well, hang on a minute. I live 65 miles away in Kent, and I go to Tuttle 101. I'll be there on Monday in Rochester. I come to Tuttle in London, not because it's in London, because of the people who come to it. Actually, it takes me longer to get into Tuttle than it takes me to get from London to Birmingham, believe it or not. Okay, that's it. More later.